The Forces Station.
BFBS. Your stories. Your stories. Germany.
Members of the Princess of Wales's Royal Regiment are limbering up for a cross-channel swim to raise money for charity. The PWRR soldiers, nicknamed the Tigers, have taken part in a 24-hour swimathon in preparation for their English Channel swim set to take place at the end of July. The quartermaster of 1 PWRR, Major Steve Wall, is one of the team members.
We've been swimming now for about 4 months every morning, but what we haven't done is practice relays. So the idea of doing a swimathon was really to help us get this done. And so our aim was to do 1,000 lengths, and we've already surpassed that, so we're doing quite well so far.
Starting at 7 p.m. and finishing at 7 p.m. the following evening, the swimmers did one-hour stints throughout the night.
For our team, we've only got four people, so it's one on, three off. But in that 3 hours, you've also got to do your administration and preparation and feeding. So sleep has been very, very minimal, actually.
Luckily, there'll be more than four team members taking part in the cross-channel swim on the day, with both regulars and reservists getting involved.
Yeah, there's a team of eight. Six of those will swim. One will be a reserve on the day, and the other one will be our crew hand. But it's an hour on, 5 hours off, until we get to France.
Cheering them on poolside was their coach and arguably their biggest supporter, 18-year-old Libby Pardo from Hampshire.
Last year I swam the channel, and I, a couple of years ago, did a swim for them before when they were in Herrick 15. Because of my experience swimming last year, they asked me to help them coach, just tell them what I did when I went across, help them when they go across later on in the year.
Libby completed her own channel swim in just over 12 hours, and she's expecting similar success from the boys she's been coaching.
Well, Libby's been amazing. During Herrick 15, she swam a mile every day that troops were in Tessa. She's a qualified lifeguard and qualified teacher. She flew over here just to spur us on, so she's been amazing.
Also spurring them on are the four charities they're raising money for through sponsorship.
One's a regimental one for the Princess of Wales's Benevolent Fund, and the other three are really for charities back at home. One of those is Scope for disabled people, and the other two are for children, Demelza and Naomi House. We've been to visit the children, and that's our motivation to keep going.
To find the Just Giving page link to sponsor the Tigers ahead of their challenge, go to the BFBS Germany Facebook page. This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Hohne.
If you've got a story, then tell us about it. Email germany@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.